This is John.
Hello, my name is Mario. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask for a donation. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
When it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the state of Texas legislative, do you usually vote for mostly Democrat candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, vote for a mix of roughly the same number?
Nah, mostly Democrat.
Okay, thank you, sir. As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue, or is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas? Which one do you...
Time for a change.
Time for a change. Okay. Thank you, sir. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Abortion rights, violent crime, property taxes, the economy, inflation and jobs, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, funding for public schools?
Yeah, while all those I think are important, I think I think abortion rights would be at the top.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And which is the next most important problem or issue to you? Violent crime, property taxes, economy, inflation, and jobs, cost of insurance for homes and vehicles, funding for public schools or teacher pay, gun violence, illegal immigration, and the border. Second to you.
I would say school funding.
Okay. Thank you. Next, mark your opinion of each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Angie Chan Button.
Favorable.
Okay. Would that be somewhat favorable, very favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Colin Allred.
Very favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Ted Cruz.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Somewhat favorable.
Donald Trump.
Somewhat unfavorable.
And Avery Bishop.
I'm not familiar. I don't know who Avery Bishop is.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, sir. In the 2024 presidential election, for which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Harris.
Okay. Thank you, sir. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Allred.
Allred, okay. And in the election for Texas state representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today?
Button.
Thank you. Now, here are some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. Angie Chan Button is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled from the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UT Dallas, and building a long, successful career at Texas Instruments. Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and SMU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit creates literacy programs. Avery is the child of hard-working parents, a Filipino immigrant mom, and father who is a fifth-generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery would be forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools and the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District, Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
I probably have to go with Bishop.
Okay. Thank you, sir. American culture. Mark, which side you agree the most, okay? The liberals, work philosophy is wrong and is running America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate American, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transparent lifestyles. Second, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of the race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity.
I'd go with number two.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Values and freedoms. Mark, your side you agree the most. Agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content. Second, agree with those who say Texas should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their right or choices dictated by government politicians.
Yeah, I think number second option.
Second. Thank you, sir. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yes.
Okay. From what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
Oppose.
Okay. When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? First option, liberals, teachers, unions, indoctrination our kids, lack of funding for the state leading to school closing, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods, low teacher pay.
Was that three things there?
Four. I could read them back to you.
Okay. First of all, indoctrination. Okay. I think it does happen. I don't think it's a problem. What was the second one?
Lack of funding for the state leading to school closing.
Yeah. Lack of funding.
Okay. Thank you. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions? Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Thank you. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? No exceptions for when the life of the woman is at risk. Second, fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion. Third option, take away women's freedom to control their own bodies and health care decisions. Fourth option, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Or the last option, punishes doctors who perform a medical necessary abortion with prison.
Ooh, I'd have to say number four there.
Okay. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislative that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reaction to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. Okay. First statement, despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chan Button has failed to fund our public schools, which led to our four local elementary schools foreclosures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values. Do you feel very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or refuse? Don't know.
Don't know.
Okay. Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda. How do you feel?
Well, I don't really have a problem with the extreme pro-abortion agenda.
Okay. The weak reason, somewhat.
Extreme, maybe I do, but not. Not reasonable.
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Okay. Which? How do you? Which? How do you?
I don't have a problem. I think. What was the name? Avery Brooks or something?
Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats.
Yeah, that's fine. I think that's fine.
Okay. Okay, would you say very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or don't know, refuse?
Weakly against. How about that? Was that an option?
No. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Weak reason.
Okay, thank you, sir. Angie Chan Button supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools ran by his contributors. Would you say very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or?
Very strong against.
Thank you. Angie Chan Button says she is a small governor. She is a small government conservative that, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local community freedom to make their own policies on things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality. How would you feel?
I don't care. I have no answer.
Okay. Don't know. Refuse?
Don't know.
Okay. Avery Bishop and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegal bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities. How would you feel?
Well, I'm not concerned. I mean, I think there's a lot of people that come here illegally, mm-hmm. but I think a very small percentage of them are bringing drugs or murders.
So would you say weak reason, somewhat?
Weak reason. Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, weak reason.
Okay. Angie Chan Button supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in health emergency, but also criminalize doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. How would you feel?
Yeah, pretty strongly opposed, I would say.
Very strong against?
Yes.
Okay. Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school kids that only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. Representative Button voted against giving school teachers a raise. How would you feel about that?
Weak.
Okay.
What's a weak choice? Weak, whatever. Yeah. Weak reason.
Okay. Yes, sir. Okay. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. First statement. In the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding health care to more Texan working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do. How do you feel? Very positive. Somewhat positive, neutral, negative?
Somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you. Next statement. Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments including paying for law school by becoming Miss Texas show she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together. How would you feel?
I would say I didn't know. So she won Miss Texas?
That's
I think
right.
So.
I could read it back to you. And,
no, that's all right. That's all right. I'd say unknown or in the middle on that one, whatever that is.
Neutral.
Neutral. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. A product of school. A product of public schools. Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She will fight to make the state pay its full share of school funding to keep our local neighborhood schools open. How would you feel?
Neutral again.
Okay. Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they can have an abortion even when their lives are in danger. How would you feel?
Yeah, slightly.
Somewhat positive?
Somewhat positive, yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. In the legislature, Avery Bishop focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making home ownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working condition, and support our local public schools. How would you feel?
I mean, that would be very positive.
Okay, thank you, sir. Avery Bishop will push for sensible gun safety laws to protect schools' kids from gun violence. How would you feel?
I would have to see how sensible they are, but I would say somewhat positive.
Okay, thank you, sir. As the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas family relief from rising rates. How would you feel?
I'm somewhat positive.
Thank you, sir. Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver. In order to help inmates who serve their time succeed when released, she wrote an app that helps them clean their record to get a job and find housing and health care to survive in the outside world. How do you feel?
Somewhat positive.
Thank you, sir. Okay, next question. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Angie Chan Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Probably Avery Bishop.
Okay, thank you, sir. Could you please tell me if your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and over?
55 to 64.
Okay, thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American, Black, Asian, or Pacific Island descent, white, Caucasian, or other?
White.
Okay, thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, Mark, yes or no, if you regularly use each of the followings to get your news or entertainment, YouTube?
Entertainment, yes.
Okay. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
Yes.
TV channels, MSNBC or CNN?
Yes, CNN.
Okay. Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Okay. Facebook, Meta?
No.
TV channels, Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, okay?
Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Bye. Thank you.